if you wanted to go see a friend of yours who lived not too far away, you might say, well, I'll just walk over there. She just lives a... She doesn't live very far. She just lives a...
A few blocks.
Okay. And if you were out in the country and you were going to walk over to see somebody, you wouldn't say she lives a few blocks. You say she just lives a little
ways.
Now, if your friend lived a good distance away, you might say, well, I'd like to walk over there, but I really can't walk over there. It's a...
Too far?
Okay.
Or a mile long?
Okay.
A mile away?
Now, if you didn't want to be that specific, if you didn't want to say, if you didn't know exactly how many miles it was, you might say, she lives a...
Too far.
Okay. Would you ever say she lives a good ways off or a far piece or something like that?
I could say she lives a good way.
Okay. If somebody wants to know where to, let's see, where to buy some string, let's say.
Buy some what?
Some string to tie up a package with. You'd say, oh, it's no trouble to find string. You can find that
anywhere.
Okay. What do you call the trenches that the plow cuts?
Furrows.
If somebody grew a lot of wheat, they might say, we raised a big
crop.
If somebody wanted to make a field where there had been some trees and bushes and things, he might say, before we could plant anything, we
have to clear the land.
If some clover or some grass is cut back and then it grows back up again, what would you call that? It grows up once and it's cut and then it grows up again. When people take wheat and wrap up several stalks of wheat together, what do you call that?
A sheaf.
Are you familiar with the term a shock of wheat or a shock of corn?
Yeah.
And what would that mean?
That means what's on the stalk.
Okay. What do you call a large basket? It's a measure, a measurement. You'd say he raised so many
bushels.
Okay. What do you call? These are kind of hard for me to think of questions for because I don't really understand these things. What do you call it when somebody is cutting oats or is collecting oats?
Harvesting.
Yeah, and there's a particular word for that process where you get the grain off the...
Thrashing.
Yeah. So you'd say every year the oats...
Are thrashed.
Okay.